Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the Proverbs in our summer series called Road Rules, Proverbs 10:19. When words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lip is prudent. Man, I need that one. How about you? Today's verse is a warning about talking too much. The talker never met a silent moment they couldn't fill, a life experience they couldn't share, a story they couldn't top. Never mind if you've heard the story before, they'll tell it again. And never mind if some things are added in the repeated story, they want to keep it interesting. Grab a cup of coffee, get comfortable. You won't have to add anything to the conversation. I guess that's the good part. I shouldn't say it's a conversation, it's really a monologue, isn't it? Just pretend you're listening, just nod once in a while, and let the talker talk. The problem with the talker, when words are many, the problem is sooner or later they tell a story they shouldn't. They take a just between you and me and make it headline news. They contradict themselves, leaving people scratching their heads. They exaggerate or embellish the facts. They say something they may regret, and many things they can't even remember. You see, when words are many, transgression is not lacking. The more you talk, the more the potential of sin. So the remedy, my wife's favorite saying, zip it. Weigh your words. Hold your tongue. Think before you speak. That simple exercise is going to keep you from a lot of sin and a lot of regret. Father, help us speak fewer words to people and more words to you. Help our conversations with you be ongoing. By your Spirit, remind us to hold our tongues. Stop us from gossip. Help us build others up with words. Help us restrain our lips today. And then we'll pray the same prayer tomorrow. Help us be prudent in everything we say. Continue to pray and ask God to keep your words few, to help guard your tongue, help your words be uplifting, encouraging, and confess your sin for words that might tear others down. So keep talking to God about your words.